You were young and your heart was an open book. You used to say, live and let live. You know you did.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I'll tell you what, we talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene. Tired of talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think that the reason we have to keep talking about her is she has nothing to do. She's been stripped of all her committee assignments. She's like the ghost ship, the crewless ghost ship, drifting along the currents of the Atlantic, scare the heck out of people when she shows up. She has nothing to do. Nobody listens to her. Well, she comes out with provocative statements precisely to give her something to do, get some press attention. She's desperate for press attention. She's like a moth around a light bulb, moth around a TV camera. They see a light, they swarm around, and that's what she's doing. Well, she came out with a statement yesterday, unbelievable. She said there should be a divorce between the blue and the red states, a divorce. And she said, if people moved from a blue state to a red state, there has to be a, quote, cooling off period, end quote, in which a Democrat coming from a blue state should not be permitted to vote in a red state for a period of time. She's getting at the fact that supposedly a number of people from California moved to Arizona and moved to Texas, and that has resulted in areas with a more moderate hue to it, more purplish instead of bright red. And she thinks that's a bad thing. Marjorie, you haven't read the Constitution. There's a thing called the Privileges and Immunities Clause in the Constitution. You're hovering, Luke, you're hovering around the microphone before your show today. What's up, Luke?
Yeah, I'm just curious, Matt. Do you think that means that Marjorie Taylor Greene couldn't vote in Georgia then? Because in the most recent election, they were blue. They sent two Democratic senators to the U.S. Senate. So I don't know
like
if she could.
That. I would like to see her not even be able to run for office.
Yeah, that would be. It's a very interesting proposal. The fact that she might not even be able to vote in her own state. Then I find that fascinating.
Yeah, touche. You know, look, I gotta wonder, what is the constituency that votes for her? I mean, seriously, I don't care if you're a conservative right winger. Don't you want somebody who's a little less of a weirdo? I mean, wouldn't you think they'd want a little less of a weirdo down there?
I would think so, but we have a ton of weirdos here as well in our congressional delegation when it comes to Republicans sent to Congress.
That's
so it seems like there's weirdos all over the place, Matt, and somehow they get elected to Congress, and I don't know exactly how that works. But
yeah, how did Tiffany?
Exactly. Really, exactly.
Tiffany, right?
Yep.
I mean, how did Tom Tiffany for the
Glenn Grothman? Glenn Grothman's been being sent to the Congress for what, more than a decade now? It's got to be close to a decade. So yeah, we've got some oddballs of our own here in Wisconsin too.
How did Ron Johnson get in when he talks about, you know, beating COVID with mouthwash and taking ivermectin, the dewormer for 2,000-pound horses? How'd the guy get in? How does he stay in?
A lot of dark money spending. And yeah, it's
you're right.
It's an interesting system that we got set up here, Matt.
Yeah. Well, anyway, with Marjorie Taylor Greene, she goes, we need a divorce. And she says, quote, brainwashed people need a cooling off period, end quote. To her, that means Democrats, if they move from California to Arizona or New York to Florida, they need a cooling off period. Really, the guy that hit this best, and there's a guy, keep an eye on this guy. This is a very, very good guy. Ruben Gallego, he's a Democratic congressman and from Arizona. And he's a former Marine, and he's seen combat. You know, I mean, he was over in our wars and the Afghanistan, Iraq thing, and he has seen combat. This guy doesn't back down. I like the guy. Anyway, he goes, Marjorie Taylor Greene is a traitor. Either you're for or against civil war, and have the guts to get up and say it and say that you're a traitor. And that's a great quotation. It's exactly right. A divorce in a marriage is a very sad and unfortunate thing, but a divorce among 50 states is what happened in 1861. And Abraham Lincoln was the judge and the jury, and Abraham Lincoln said, we are not getting divorced. And people of goodwill on both sides, and people, you may not know this, but there are a number of men from Alabama and Mississippi who came north to fight for the Union. They had the thickest accents anybody had ever heard. They were pure 24/7 Alabamians and Mississippians. They wanted a united country, and they didn't want slavery, and they came up. And these are guys, white guys, from Mississippi and Alabama who fought for the North. So, look, we are united in this country. These kinds of divisive statements are wrong. They're pitiful. They're from Marjorie Taylor Greene. And again, whoever is voting for this person, I mean, whoever, for the love of Pete, down in Georgia, people in Georgia are fine people. Whoever's voting for this person, how about knocking it off? How about getting somebody, if you're conservative on something or other, go, okay, go ahead. But how about somebody who is not a traitor? How about somebody who's not a traitor? Speaking of which, Luke is right. We have some of this in our own state. People attack our democracy. And this is a very strange statement. Gableman, Michael Gableman, the rogue justice who couldn't run for re-election because he was so bad and he knew he'd be beaten. Voss appointed him to go around the state and stir up trouble, pretend there was fraud, and he gave him $676,000, taxpayer money, your money, to go around and sniff around and intimidate poll workers and election commissioners. He just came out and said he needs more money. He said, don't be surprised if I go back to Voss and tell him that I need more money. This has got to continue all through 2022. And I have said, quote, suddenly discovered how widespread the problem is. Okay, what problem? What, Edna and Agnes up in Chippewa County committed fraud counting the votes? I don't think so. Kathy Bernier was the county clerk up there. She supervised these kinds of folks. She said they're as honest as the day is long. I'll tell you this, in Milwaukee, they're honest. I'll tell you what, where my folks lived up in Random Lake, my brother and sisters went to school in Keewaskum. My mom was the assistant postmaster in Adel, that whole area around there. It's a Republican area. Honest as the day is long. Honest as the day is long. So don't give me this, Gableman. What Gableman really wants is Gableman doesn't have a lot of work. I don't think a lot of clients are going to go to Gableman. Suddenly, he has a pigeon. He has Voss, and he has a actually is a milk cow that he can milk exhaustively, and he can do it for another year. 676 is enough. It started out he was only going to get 44 grand. Now 676 grand. Hire more folks. This is proliferating into a business. It's a socialist business paid for by you. This is going to get up easily over a million, several million. And it's going to go into Gableman's pockets for thinking about stuff. And he won't say, Gableman, what is the quote problem, end quote, that requires me to give you my tax dollars with an unlimited budget? And Voss isn't even reading the invoices. That's what he said. So he won't turn them over. He said, I haven't read them yet. But when are you going to read them? Oh, I'll read them one of these days. I'm busy. Come on. These are federal tax dollars. Is there anybody out there as a Republican who cares about how state tax, these are state tax dollars, how state tax dollars are spent? Does that bother you at all? You always said it bothered you. How about independence? Does that bother you? It bothers me. I don't want my tax money going into Gableman's pockets and have him let it extend it. And now they'll be gerrymandering for another 10 years because of a Republican Supreme Court. And these people can milk this forever. Gableman has a pigeon. He has a fish on the line. He has a plump fish in Voss. And Voss is plump because he's plump on Wisconsin taxpayer money. This is an abomination. This has got to stop. They can't stick their hands into tax dollars anymore. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more after the break.